John said, "My Lord Father believed that no man could tell a lie in front of a heart tree. The old gods know when men are lying." "My father believed the same," said the old bear. "Let me have a look at that skull." John dismounted. Slung across his back in a black leather shoulder sheath was Longclaw, the hand-and-a-half bastard blade the old bear had given him for saving his life. "A bastard sword for a bastard," the men joked. The hilt had been fashioned new for him, adorned with a wolf's head pommel in pale stone, but the blade itself was Valyrian steel, old and light and deadly sharp. He knelt and reached a gloved hand down into the maw. The inside of the hollow was red with dried sap and blackened by fire. Beneath the skull he saw another, smaller, the jaw broken off. It was half buried in the ash and bits of bone. When he brought the skull to Mormont, the old bear lifted it in both hands and stared into the empty sockets. "The wildlings burn their dead." "Well, we've always known that. I wish I'd asked them why, when there were still a few around to ask." Jon Snow remembered the white rising, its eyes shining blue in the pale dead face. He knew why, he was certain.